Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to luckylandslots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 440, and we are going to talk about a player who wore number 40. And man, this is a fun conversation, a fun guy to talk about, Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch. In college, Hirsch played for Wisconsin and Michigan, took both teams to top three rankings in the AP polls. And it was during this time he earned his nickname Crazy Legs for his supposed interesting running style, his legs going every which way. After college, served in the Marines from 1944 to 1946, and then for the Chicago Rockets of the All-American Football Conference, and eventually made his way to the Rams in 1949, played with the Rams from 49 to 1957. Let's just talk about his 1951 season, shall we? Kind of compares to what Cooper Kupp did a couple years ago. During the 51 season, Hirsch helped the Rams win the NFL championship and tied or broke NFL records with 1,495 receiving yards, an average of 124.6 yards per game, had 17 touchdown receptions. On the opening day of that 51 season, Norm Van Brocklin passed for an NFL record 554 yards, including 173 yards and four touchdowns to Hirsch. That team, by the way, also included Bob Waterfield and Tom Fears. All four of those guys are Hall of Famers. So the Rams finished with an 8-4 record and beat the Cleveland Browns in the 1951 National Championship game. So 51, clearly Hirsch's best year. And get this, on his 17 touchdown catches, Hirsch averaged 51.2 yards per reception, including a 91-yard touchdown reception, the longest of the year in the NFL that year. Elroy Crazy Leg Hirsch, he was a big deal in the early 50s, and rightfully so. Very few receivers, even modern receivers, can match him as far as his ability to make big plays, long touchdown receptions. Elroy Crazy Leg Hirsch, number 40 for our Los Angeles Rams. Okay, we're going to get into a very difficult subject here, a very controversial one. Comes to light after the Rams drafted kicker Josh Cardy out of Stanford. Should you ever draft a kicker? Now, during our mock draft season, I drafted Josh Cardy a couple times, made the argument for drafting a kicker, basically hopefully solve that problem once and for all, and some of my roundtable partners pushed back, nope, don't draft a kicker, never draft a kicker, and we went back and forth on that subject, and I don't think there is a hard yes or no answer on this. But there is some information I want to share on this topic that suggests you should never draft a kicker. Now, rather than rehash all the data I found, I'm going to point you to a website, Summer Sports, S-U-M, that's one M, E-R, sports.com, and they have quite the deep dive into this subject, data analytics explaining why you should not draft a kicker. I'll summarize the points, but I encourage you to search for this site, search for this article. All the data is there. I'm not going to bore you with all the numbers or even try to interpret the numbers for you, but it's pretty good stuff. I will share some highlights of this and some other data I found on this subject that suggests you should never draft a kicker. One of the points they made is that there is not a significant statistical difference, a distinguishable difference between the performance of drafted and undrafted kickers. And I shall quote here, seeing that other positions have steeper draft curves than this, the result that follows is that the opportunity cost of using a draft pick on a kicker makes it simply not worth it. And there's some other points made on this site and others. One of the more interesting ones is teams don't know how to scout kickers. They really don't. Maybe they're getting better at it, but historically they have relied on their special teams coaches to chime in on whether a kicker is going to make it. And we have plenty of examples of kickers getting drafted relatively high and not working out. The great example is Robert Aguayo, drafted in the second round by Tampa Bay in 2016, pretty much a washout. But that's what we'll call anecdotal evidence. And let me real quickly explain the difference between anecdotal evidence and scientific evidence. Anecdotal evidence is, you know, the guy from North Springfield drives down to South Springfield and he sees a carjacking. He witnesses it with his own eyes, and his friend tells him, my friend got carjacked in South Springfield too. There is anecdotal evidence that you need to stay out of South Springfield, but then the real data tells you that North Springfield has three times as many per capita carjackings as South Springfield. Anecdotal evidence, trivial and interesting. Real data, pretty meaningful. And my apologies to the residents of North and South Springfield. The bottom line here is that teams just are not very good at scouting kickers. There's pretty much a consensus by draft time of where players at other positions should be drafted. Pretty rare that you see CBS Sports ranking a running back in the top five and another site ranking that same running back outside the top 40. But with kickers, it happens. Experts and teams just are not very good at evaluating kickers.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today
at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And remember John Bonamigo, the Rams special teams coach? He had another interesting perspective. He said that he would rather have an undrafted kicker than a drafted kicker. And he explained it like this. A drafted kicker has a lot of pressure on him. His success and failure is completely binary. He either passes or fails. He either makes the kick or he doesn't. And if he doesn't, it can be crushing to his psyche, to his confidence, and to the team's confidence in him. Not so with a running back, an offensive lineman, or a wide receiver. A wide receiver makes the catch or he doesn't. No, it's not as simple as that. And when a drafted kicker starts to miss kicks, it can be the end for that kicker. Whereas an undrafted free agent kicker comes in and starts missing kicks, it's kind of expected. No big deal. Let's give him another shot. Let him roll. And when he starts making kicks, man, they get on a roll. Confidence starts to soar and the team's willing to give him a shot. Another thing to consider is let's compare NFL kickers to unemployed kickers. You know what? There are a bunch of unemployed kickers where if you gave them the job, they would be pretty close to the NFL average as far as kicking skills. And to prove this point, they made a comparison between spring league kickers and NFL kickers, and guess what? UFL kickers performed better in 2024 than NFL kickers did in 2023. Now I realize they're technically not unemployed, but you get the point. So you're going to go draft a college kicker, or are you going to try to sign one of these guys? Which is something the Rams might have considered, and maybe they still will. And you want more anecdotal evidence talking about undrafted kickers versus drafted kickers? I give you undrafted free agent kicker Justin Tucker, who some consider to be one of the greatest ever. That's anecdotal, though. Hey, let's go through the top 20 or so NFL kickers from last year. More or less the top 20. Five of them were drafted and have had sustained careers with the team that drafted them. Nick Folk, Harrison Butker, Greg Zuerlein, Daniel Carlson, and Jason Sanders. Another 12 were undrafted and are having decent careers. Fairburn, Brandon Aubrey, the rugby player, Cameron Dicker, who the Rams had in camp, cut him. Now he's doing pretty good with the Chargers. Chris Boswell, Chase McLaughlin, Cairo Santos, Riley Patterson, Will Lutz, Young-Ho Ko, Justin Tucker, Eddie Pinero, and Matt Prater, all undrafted. Then there were another two kickers that were drafted and were pretty much immediately cut by the team that drafted them and then went on to have pretty good careers, Jake Elliott and Matt Gay. This might have been what John Bonamigo was talking about here. And then there was one more drafted in the sixth round and cut after 1 year who is also went on to have a pretty good career. That's Dustin Hopkins. Now, That's more than anecdotal. That's a good snapshot of the current situation in the NFL. Now, there's some pretty strong arguments for drafting a kicker. Let's take Joshua Cardy. If the Rams had passed on him, very likely they could have signed him as an undrafted free agent and used that sixth-round pick for another player that probably has a chance of making a decent impact on a team. But there's also a chance that Joshua Cardy says, screw you guys, I'm signing elsewhere. You didn't see the value in drafting me. I'm going to go where I want. So you miss out on him entirely. So that's one of the reasons to spend a sixth-round pick or even a seventh-round pick on a kicker. Why not? Like I've argued, there's no such thing as a bad seventh-round pick. Anecdotal evidence aside, statistically, the data tells you don't draft a kicker. That said, I'm very happy that the Rams drafted Joshua Cardy. Again, shout out to summersports.com, summersports with one M in summer. Just do a search for them and maybe include never draft a kicker and you'll find their article. Pretty good stuff. I'm not going to try to regurgitate it here. It's pretty deep. It's pretty intense. It's very analytical. Some pretty slick charts and stuff. Maybe hard for some to ingest, but check it out. I'm going to close things out with my fearsome four post-draft observations. Observation number one, I have to agree with Nick Wright, who I happen to agree with more than just about any other sports commentator, including the fact that LeBron is greater than Michael Jordan. Nick Wright was commenting on Howie Roseman's draft grades. He's the Eagles GM, gets A pluses every year. And Nick pointed out that Howie Roseman's draft record aligns pretty closely with how the major sites rate the prospects. If Howie Roseman, dare I say, is using Daniel Jeremiah's draft grades, draft rankings, prospect rankings, then Daniel Jeremiah is going to love Howie Roseman's draft picks. I'm not saying that's what's going on, but it makes you wonder, and it also makes me wonder, how much do these GMs even look at those rankings? Do they look at it for laughs, or do they look at it for additional information? Love to ask Les Snead that question. Observation number two, Jim Harbaugh drafting Wolverines. You know, sort of like me drafting Puka Nacua last year. You get familiar with guys close to you. Maybe you know a little bit more, so you go ahead and draft them. But Harbaugh better be careful because a few years ago, I also drafted Tutu Atwell. And I'm talking about fantasy football here, of course. Observation number three, the steal of the draft for the Rams might be Bo Limmer. After listening to Tom Courts and Paul Walia in our roundtable, Limmer could have easily gone in the fourth round. Has starter potential, according to most of the analysts. Man, if any one of our three guys go down in the middle, we don't have to shuffle. We just put Limmer in there. Don't miss a beat. And observation number four, I'm going to jump out of the football swim lane over to baseball for this one. The other night, against the Diamondbacks, the top four Dodgers, Mookie Betts batting 368, Otani 336, Freddie Freeman 302, Will Smith 362. That's a pretty tough deal for pitchers to get out of the first inning. Freddie Freeman, 302, the weak link. Gotta pick it up, Freddie. That's gonna do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.